As a group of concerned individuals, the Irish Syria Solidarity Movement, we have been working to bring attention to the mass atrocities in Syria since 2012. We are now donating this special and symbolic tree to be planted, grounded and nourished in Merrion Square Park.
So the tree is an oak tree. It will grow big and strong, as we believe Syria will remain strong and will grow again. But it's at a time, I suppose, a symbol of hope at a time almost of despair, because the slaughter in Syria is escalating. In eastern Ghouta, there are 400,000 people being bombed and starved, and hundreds of seriously ill people, including children, who are not being allowed to be evacuated or to get any medical care. And in Idlib, it seems that the slaughter, which has been feared now right through the whole period, when people in opposition areas have been forcibly displaced to Idlib, there has always been the great fear that Assad and Russia plan to launch, if you like, a final slaughter, and that seems to be actually happening right now. So even every day, as we see the images of dead and dying civilians and children, and catastrophically injured children, we have to hope that there is a better future for Syria, and we do. And this tree is a symbol of our solidarity and our hope.
The tree stands for our heartfelt, sincere wish that the Syrian people can once again blossom as a free people. All they wish for is a decent life, free from fear and violence and horror. As the tree draws nourishment and nurture from the earth, we demand that the Syrian people be provided with a safe and nourishing ground from which to rise again, grow and blossom. The oak tree symbolizes that wish.
We're just standing under the French consulate, which is a good place for the tree and a reminder of how much the international community has owes to the Syrian people. And in view of all the suffering, it's good that we're planting some hope, holding on to some hope that in the future there will be more hopeful days ahead for Syria.
We feel that this poem, with its poignant message, is apt for the occasion, and particularly for our task of remembering, supporting, acknowledging the grief and loss of these brave people and children, alive and dead. Of course, holistically, it is our great loss too. About Angels and About Trees by Mary Oliver. Where do angels fly in the firmament? And how many can dance on the head of a pin? Well, I don't care about the pin dance. What I know is that they rest sometimes on the tops of trees. And you can see them, or almost see them, for anyway, think, what a wonderful idea. I have lost, as you and others have possibly lost, a beloved one, and wonder, where are they now? The trees, anyway, are miraculous, full of angels or ideas. Even empty, they are good places to look, to put the heart at rest. All those leaves breathing the air, so peaceful and diligent, and certainly ready to be the resting place of strange winged creatures that we in this world have loved. I'd just like to thank Dublin City Council, particularly Ed Bowden, Rose Kenny, Michael Noonan, Leslie Moore and Carmel Drummond for making this possible.